I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain, ordinary dragon.
Welcome to the Plain Ordinary Dragon podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. You know, we really appreciate your time, and, you know, there's nothing more precious than time. And so the fact that you would spend some of yours with us, well, we find that really humbling, and we don't ever take it for granted. Now, I know that there have been some crazy things going on in the world lately, and this really isn't a news podcast, so I don't really want to get into that too much. But I do want to say that one of the challenges that we face with this worldwide coronavirus scare is fear. It can be one of the things that causes us a lot of trauma. So today, instead of doing the typical stuff that I had planned, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm actually going to do a Dragon Bites episode that I think really fits what's going on in our world today, or at least to some degree does. And so if you go to the Plain Ordinary Dragon website, you can read it there. I think we called it Fear and Loathing in Your Headspace. I think that was the name of the article. Anyway, and so I wanted to talk about that today, but before we get started, I wanted to do a quick shout out to a couple folks that have supported the podcast. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Anthony for doing a first. He went ahead and put the money down, and he purchased the one and only, thus far, Plain Ordinary mug, and he got it delivered just the other day, and I hope he's enjoying it. I just want to say thank you so much for supporting the show and putting your money where your mouth is. We really appreciate that. And the other person that I wanted to give a shout out to today, and this is something that I'm going to try to do going forward as long as I don't forget, is I'm going to try to give shout outs because I really appreciate all of you. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. I appreciate you taking the time, to think about and respond. So I'm going to try to do this more frequently. But for today, the other person that I wanted to give a shout out to was Jessica. And the reason is that she, of course, she has supported the podcast since the very beginning. However, she went out and wrote us an iTunes review, one of the very first. And then when we started doing Podchaser as well, she went out and wrote a review there as well. So I just wanted to give a shout out and say thank you so much for writing the reviews. They really help so much. All right, so I want to move on to fear and loathing in your headspace. How do you deal with fear in your life? Are you cognizant of how your fear affects you on a consistent basis? Do you have a methodology to subdue the embrace of fear? Sometimes it's subconscious and not easily recognizable. Other times it is front and center and yelling in your face. We all have fear. Yes, you too. It is a basic instinct meant to keep us alive, biologically and evolutionarily speaking. Some people will say we can overcome our fear. Well, we can't, and we don't. What we can do, however, is overcome any specific situation where our fear might normally paralyze us from a needed action. We can embrace our fear head on. We can learn to use it as a tool, and while we might never be able to fully control it, we can become comfortable having it in our lives as a compass. You can use it to help point you in directions you want to go. You can use it as an internal guide for so many purposes in your life. I'm reminded of a conversation from one of those 80s movies. I love those 80s movies. And this one's called Remo Williams. And Joel Grey's character, Chin, is training Remo Williams in the ways of some martial arts. Some of this training involves balance. At the top of a skyscraper. Along the edge. Remo freaks out a bit, saying he's scared of heights. And Chin says something really important here. Fear is just a feeling. You feel hot, you feel hungry, you feel angry, you feel afraid. Fear can never kill you. And that's the point, dragons. Fear is your ally and not your enemy. Use it to your advantage. Burn the bridge, the boats, and the backup plan, and conquer your dreams. And as always, you may be plain and you may be ordinary. But you're a dragon, and we can't wait to hear your voice in this world.
When you work as a team, you've got to